USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress back in session, some people are awaiting new gun legislation addressing the overwhelming cases of mass murders in the country. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says on Fox News that President Trump is being briefed on the situation and the efforts from Congress.
His staff has been working on this for 7 straight weeks. In a bipartisan fashion, where we know that there's an entire amendment committed to protecting legally procured firearms.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to proceed with a crackdown on asylum applications. As a lawsuit against the policy continues to work its way through the courts, acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan.
The fight's not over, so we're still going through hearing this on the actually merits of this case right now. But right now, what that means, while that's going on, we can fully implement this rule along the entire southwest border to hit this crisis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee approved the parameters for its impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump, the most significant step Democrats have taken as they weighed the divisive move. The party-line vote comes as House Democrats have struggled to articulate a unified message on impeachment. Georgia Republican and House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins says this whole thing is a circus.
This committee can continue to do any investigation it wants to. That's the chairman's right. I support the chairman to be able to call any hearings. I may disagree with him, and we'll, you know, vehemently disagree on the parts of this. This has nothing to do with the investigation. Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that it is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
Unemployment claims are falling this week. Unemployment claims are falling. Numbers from the Labor Department this morning show 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless benefits last week. That's 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Educating our children should not be a partisan issue, but it becomes a partisan issue when we start dealing with charter schools versus public schools. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Robert Pondicio. He's a senior fellow at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. He's also the author of a book titled How the Other Half Learns, Equality, Excellence, and the Battle Over School Choice. And one of the questions I asked him was why this is such a divisive issue.
Oh, wow. How much time do we have? That's a big question. It is very contentious, and I fear it's going to become only more contentious as we get closer to the 2020 election, because we're seeing the traditional bipartisan agreement over things like charter school and choice having fallen almost completely apart. Charters and choice are still mostly popular on the right and on the left. There seems to be the only differentiation seems to be those who, some of the candidates hate charter schools and some of the other ones really hate charter schools. So we got a long way to go before we can get back to some kind of agreement on that. Those of us who are charter and choice supporters have a very simple proposition, which is that, look, if you're an affluent American, I got to choose my kid's school either by, paying tuition or moving to a place with good schools, and shouldn't poor Americans have the same choice?
And finally, Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.